I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Under blue skies and a deceptive calm, Japan continues to dig out. It stands in contrast to the chaos unleashed by Typhoon Hagibis as the monster storm rampaged its way across Japan a couple days ago. Asian Access's Robert Adair reminds us.
Some of these areas were affected by the triple disaster, and there's another area that was also impacted by another large typhoon just a couple months ago. So there's kind of a stacking effect in a couple of these areas.
Asian Access is no stranger to long-term disaster response. They helped form church networks in 2011 following the triple disaster in Japan, and from those networks sprang dozens of churches. So please, pray for Christian leaders as they work through a couple questions.
Just the short-term and long-term recovery, and how does the gospel interact with that? How can the church kind of respond to these needs?
And you've probably heard the saying, God works in mysterious ways. Helen Williams with World Missionary Press would add incredible ways to that description. You see, Afghanistan is a strictly Islamic country, and it's a hotbed for Islamic terrorism. No other religions, including Christianity, are allowed to exist in Afghanistan. Yet WMP got a request from an Afghan believer for 1,000 scripture booklets.
We were a little skeptical, and we checked that again to make sure that it would be delivered. Oh, I'd say maybe a couple of months later, we got another email. He said he got them, and he wanted us to know that 1,000 booklets were being read and had been distributed in his community.
Praise God for enabling his word to go forward in Afghanistan. And pray that hearts and lives will change as people encounter his truth. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Support from people like you helps to keep MNN on the air and on your screen. We're trying to raise $5,000 between now and December 31st, so a gift of any amount would help us continue to spread the word and mobilize God's people in 2020. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.